Angina Adams, on behalf of Anna Adams. Spring Tides. Their radios inform the Japanese each day of the position of the tide of cherry blossom flowing nationwide to reach the northernmost, still naked, trees. Formosa first, close to the tropic zone, and then the island chain of Byakuya to Kyushu, Shikoku and Honshu, Hokkaido, then scattered stepping stones. The Japanese prepare their picnic food and shake out coloured picnic cloths to spread beneath the cherry trees, where they are fed on fragrance, beauty, and a sense of God. Shinto is pantheistic, but wise men consider God inhabits human minds. The heart of heaven dwells in humankind and feeds on nature underneath the sun. Bee-loosened petals fall into the tea as people chatter in light-patterned shade, and all the bright new things that are self-made delight them on their ceremonial spree. If England were Japan, the BBC would tell us that the foaming tide of May, now north of Watford, crossed the Trent today, and sea-bent hawthorns bloom at Enderby. The spring tsunami, thoroughly benign, progresses by unbroken waves of hedges and tows green seas all frothy at the edges, then climbs the Pennines to their plimsoll line. The blossom reaches Tyneside, creamy white. It flowers on Newcastle's wide town moor and clings to the cliffs on England's northeast shore, whiter than whirling kittiwakes in flight. It's overtaken Ulston, Allendale and Blanchland. It wept petals at Tow Law. What is that stark abandoned village for? It's flooded Otterburn and Holy Isle. On Lindisfarne, there is an avenue of hawthorn trees that lean towards the land at 45 degrees, yet still they stand, a parallelogram the cows browse through. In paradise I hope to sit again, to finish off the drawing I began within those trees before I upped and ran away to London to oblige my man. Now jackdaws on the Roman wall declare high tide has breached old Hadrian's defences and flows through Scotland. I come to my senses and stop. I am too old to chase it there.